Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Good evening, beautiful people. Welcome to Uncluttered. Tonight, I want you to listen with your heart. Not just as a listener, and not just as children, but as people who have someone in their lives called mom. We celebrate mothers when they give birth. We celebrate them when they sacrifice for us. But there is a stage in their lives that nobody prepares them for. And nobody teaches us how to understand it. Nobody teaches us even to understand it. And that is menopause. A quiet phase. Confusing. And deeply emotional. Tonight, we ask ourselves, are we really showing up for our mothers? Are we really showing up for them when they need us most? Tonight, let us learn. Tonight, we're going to reflect. And tonight, we're going to understand. If you're a mother and you have young adults, call them. Let them sit with you and learn. We're going to learn together. Call your husband. Call your boyfriend. Or maybe you can call your sugar daddy. Yeah. Every life matters. Yeah. Call your loved ones. Call your friends. Call your brothers. And if you, young adult, I want you to call your teenage siblings to sit with you and listen, because it is very important. It's better we do it now before it's too late, because most of us don't understand. Even we as women, mothers, young mothers, we don't understand. When it happens, we don't have a clue what is happening to us. But you know, before we start, I'd like to dedicate a song to my mother and all the great mothers in this world. This is a song, Orishabi Yelsi, by King Bravo. It's your girl, Samba.
I have traveled far and wide, but no one compares to mother. Orishabi Yelsi, hey, Iyani, oh Iyani, Iyala la baro, Iyala la joso, mommy. I want to thank you for taking care of me, oh, oh. I love you, mama.
Orishabi.
Bia, Bia,
Bia, Bia, Bia, Bia, Bia, Bia,
Bia,
Bia, Bia,
Bia, Bia, Bia,
Bia, Bia,
Bia,
Bia,
Bia, Bia, Bia,
Bia, Bia, Bia, Bia,
Bia, Bia,
Bia, Bia,
Nitori, ife gbe fe mi ma lo mu mi ilapa ekan te ko mi ma lo mu mi sere re lai bi o je gba pe yo ma ma mi o sweet mother loko ago e ba mi ki mama mi o
ma pa mama mi o
ekan te ko mi ma lo mu mi
karu ma se mama mi o
ife te fe mi ma lo mu mi sere.
Hello, hello, my beautiful people. That is a song for mama, because I love my mama. I don't know about you. I love my mama so much. So tonight we're talking about honoring our mothers through menopause, because most of us don't understand, you know. Today we're going to learn how to understand, support, and show up when it matters, because it is very important. Daddies, I'm sorry, tonight is about mama. Like Wasi will say, mama kwenye kwenye kwenye. My daddies, I apologize. We'll talk about yours after this, you know, episode of mamas, our mothers. What is menopause? Menopause is a natural stage in a woman's life. You know, just like childhood, you know, like children growing up, like when the children become older and they become teenagers, you know, they change. You will see that changes in them from being a baby to a teenager. And when they become adults, headache. It's the same thing. Your hormone would change. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what to call it. Maybe you guys can help me. You know, the body changes later in life. It's bound to happen. There is nothing you can do about it. It's called nature. And during menopause, the body reduces certain hormones. If you know the name, you can just, you know, type it in. You know, and this is, you know, linked to childbirth. And that is why it is important, all you young adults, you need to respect mothers. It's not easy. Maybe at a point, we need to start taking you to the labor room to go and see other women giving birth. Because I know some men, after seeing their wife in labor rooms, yeah, their life changed for good. Some of them will pass out. Some will cry. Some will be amazed. And let me tell you, menopause is not sickness. It is not. It's nature, it's natural. It's just like you growing from a child to, you know, a teenager to, you know, adult. And it is not also weakness. It's not. Though it's natural, but it comes with real physical and emotional changes. Yes. And every woman experiences it. You can't beat it. But the only thing is, they experience it, you know, differently. Let's talk about the physical changes. Some will experience what they call hot flashes. I didn't understand. I thought it's just you feeling, you know, like summertime when you feel too warm. But man, I am also going through it now. Sometimes I'll just scream, "Why did you turn on the heater? What is wrong with you children?" They say, "Mommy, the heater is not on." I still have to go and touch the radiator to check myself. And when I see that there's no answer, oh God, am I going crazy? Some sleepless night. You will just be looking like Odetunshole Dumari. I don't know how to say that in English. I'm sorry, I love my language. Yoruba is sweet. you'll be watching like vigilante. Even you'll be staring at the TV, and it's the TV that is watching you. And some can be depressed sometimes. Some body aches. I've not experienced that. You can imagine trying to sleep and suddenly your body feels like it's on fire, it's burning. Imagine feeling tired even after resting. That is what happens. If you're not there yet, you better start taking care of yourself. Trust me, this is not imagination, this is real. This is so real. And not only that, it affects your emotions, your mental changes, you know, your mental health. For some people, the way you think, the way you react, the way you behave, it changes. Trust me, I'm not a doctor. I'm just sharing my experience, and I'm waiting for you to share yours with me too. Hey mama, how are you, mama? I love you so much. Well done. You're a great woman, honestly. And this is what you youths of nowadays don't understand. Makomakoni, you're gonna get there. It's turn by turn. Now I understand what my mom has been through. And she's online listening to me. That's why I say, thank you, mama. I love you so much. You're a great woman. Ah, what you call me? It's my turn now. And I can feel your pain. I can feel your stress. Because even with all this, you're still there cooking, doing everything. And sometimes, you know, menopause affects your emotions. You have sudden mood swing. And that is when your man will say, ah, what is wrong with you, woman? Eh? Everything, you just flare, you just shout, you just scream. You're always getting angry. Uncle, it is that stage. Learn to understand her. Even some of us don't even know. Because when it started happening to me, I didn't recognize it. I keep saying, oh, I'm forgetting things. Oh, maybe it's medication. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. No. I don't know what you call it, something fog. Brain fog. Yeah. At the time, I think I'm getting old. Yeah. Somebody said you're getting old. Yeah, I know. But I'm not getting old. I'm still young. I'm almost 50, but I'm still young. I don't consider myself old. At the point that I thought is this thing, what did they call it? You know, this thing that happens to older people. I thought it was. I was so scared. I went to the GP. And the GP said, no, it's perimenopause. Sometimes you just feel sad for no reason. That is me. I just feel sad for no reason. Sometimes I cry. And let me tell you something. For you that is quite emotional, Omo, you go hear him. Because I think it happens differently with people like us. Sometimes you just feel low. And this is no attitude. They're not giving attitude. It's just the way they feel at that moment. Oh, Judy said it's so bad. So 1 minute you're cold, 1 minute you're hot. Yeah. Somebody says, oh, sometimes you wake up in the night with your pillow soaked through with sweat. Yes. That is also happening to me. So trust me, this is not attitude, this is not drama. This is what our parents go through because they gave birth to us. So why would you ignore your mother? Why? Wake up. And this is the body affecting the mind. It's not easy. I'm not saying don't live your life. Live your life, but still care about your mother. Because even with all this, I still cook when I don't feel like. Because my children will eat. And let's be honest, many of you will say, oh, mom is always shouting. Mom complains too much. She has changed. Why can't you just find out why she has changed? Sometimes it's not about how are you, mom? How are you doing? Sometimes it's about really, mom, how are you doing? Are you okay? The truth is we see behavior, but not the cause of it. Like I said, if your friends suddenly change, you would ask questions. But with our mothers, we just judge first. Like, oh, she's cranky. Our mom is going crazy. Yeah, some of you kids sometimes say that. And you know what? If we want to talk about the silent strength of our mothers, Omo, then they try you. That is why Yoruba will say, Orisha bi yao si. Do you know what they call Orisha self? God. There is no one like Mama. Somebody sent me a message today. My friend Tukumba said, oh, mothers are great. I said, mine is greater. Yeah, I said it with pride. Mine. If I tell you my mom's story, you will cry. But you know what? Every mother has a story. It's not easy. Me growing up having children made me understand what my mom has gone through as a mother, as a wife. Mothers still cook. They still care. Going through this, they still show up for us. They support others. They support us. While they struggle in silence. They do all this. And they struggle. Your mom is still taking care of you while she's still trying to understand herself. While she's struggling in silence, and you will not honor her, and you will disrespect her, and you will abandon her. Hey, Yoruba will say, Ashe sile la boaba. Google it. If you understand Yoruba, please let me translate it. Ashe sile un la boaba. You know, I thought about it this afternoon when I chose this topic. And, you know, I went in a box. Though I love my mom so much, I've always loved her. But it made me love her. In short, if there's another word for love, I don't know. I don't joke with my mom. Anybody that knows me know that I don't joke with my mom. And I said to myself, how did they cope? I hate to die your laju now. This is Gen Z period. Now we can get help from GP, from doctors. Some of us know about it, some don't. But how did our mothers cope? You know how Africa is, very hot. Hot like fire. How can somebody I don't even know what to call it. We will not live in hell in Jesus' name. That African sun is like hellfire. So you can imagine having hot flashes in that kind of... If you like, don't greet your mom. Me, I'm greeting my mom. Mom, thank you. God bless you. Well done. Please, in short, I need to play what's this song? General Among the Nation. I'll dedicate this to you, to my mom. If you like, don't play it for your own mother. Let me play President General for my mom, because she's worth more than that. If you like, don't call your mother. If you like, don't call your mom and tell your mom thank you. And let her ask you, why are you telling me thank you? And you tell her, Mom, you're a wonderful person. You are general among the nation. Twali. In short, turn area girl for your mom. Turn area boy for your mom. She is worth it. We shall be here, see. Oh yeah, President General among the nation. Hey.
President General. President General. President General. Yeah. Ogala. Mokawasuke. Mokawasuke. Kawanye suke. He is president. President Sawa Sawa. Sawa Sawa Nawa Nawa. President General among the President.
Hello. Hello. That is President General for my mother. If you like, no praise your mama. If you like, be acting like I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want. Makomakoni, he go soon. I don't even know. I want to say I'm talking for broken. Life will soon catch up with you. Then you will understand. Maybe then it will be too late for you that don't have your mom anymore. May their soul rest in peace. You see, whatever you want to do to your mom, do it now. This is uncluttered. If you don't know the meaning of uncluttered, Google it. Because this is where we say it exactly the way it is. Because when that woman is gone, you see, all those flowers you're putting there, you're doing it for yourself. Because she's gone. She can't see you. She can't see you. She's gone. Others, you're going to sleep there, sweep the grave. You're doing it for yourself because you don't want people to go there and see that the place is dirty and say, ah, what kind of children are this? What kind of... You're doing it for yourself. I want you to think about your mother. Not as a mom. But as a woman. Because before you, she had a life. Before you, she had dreams. She had emotions. Before you, she wanted to be somebody. But because you're here, she sacrificed everything. Some of you will say, yeah, who asked her? Did I ask her to bring me to this life by force? But you are enjoying that life she brought you in. You are happy you're here. And you're treating her like rubbish. You're treating her like she doesn't exist. It is well. You can still make changes now. You can still correct your mistakes. Ask yourself. I know you call, Mom, hello, good morning. Mommy, how are you? Have you eaten? But when was the last time you checked on her emotionally? Not have you eaten. Not are you okay. But say to her, Mom, truly, how are you feeling? Yes, call your mom. Good morning, Mom. Good afternoon, Mom. Good evening, Mom. Mom, I'm just checking on you. But truly, Mom, truly, how are you feeling? Appreciate your mother. You can even pick your call and just call and say, Mom, I'm sorry. Definitely she's going to ask you, why are you sorry? For all the times I've not been nice to you. For all the times I don't know what you're going through. For all the things I don't know. For the time you needed me that I wasn't there. I'm sorry. It's going to take money out of your account. Or it's going to stop your life. Listen, drop it. No matter what your mom had done to you. You see, for me, this is the way I do things. Even when I'm your friend, even when we're just friends and you offend me, I always think of that one day that you were good to me. So, if you can't think of any day, think of that day your mother was in labor, praying for you to survive. Think about when she held you. I know you can't remember because you're a baby, but I'm sure you've watched movies of people giving birth or mothers with their children. If you have not watched one, please go and Google one. Because some of you will say, I have not watched. Go and Google. It's on YouTube. Think of that day. Think of a sleepless night. Think about when there's no much food and she fed you first. Make sure you're okay. Remember those days. Remember when you're not feeling well, that she had to rush you to the hospital. She had to have sleepless nights just to take care of you. Sometimes I feel like beating your head to get words into your head. It's okay to make mistakes. But it's not okay when you know you've made mistake and you're feeling too big to apologize. Let's listen to Adekunle Gold, Mama. I'm not saying it's your girl Samba. Let's just listen to music because I'm not happy with you kids.
This is not a regular song, oh mama. From the depth of my heart, I wrote this one for you. You are my superhero, you fight a lot for me. You gave me everything, no, thank you, mama. Because you're the best, every day to me now, Mother's Day. Mama, you're the best. Mashe unrefu ilaye. You're one of a kind, nobody pass you, oh, mama. I love you every day. Oh, fuck me, where you are, me, oh, yeah. Dance, ya, mama. Dance, ya, mama. Hey, Gijo, I'm a mama. When I have you for me, and share your luck of me, tell me that you made me a good time, though. I go make you proud every day, spend on you every day, pray for you every day, mama. You no go suffer, oh mama. You go live longer, mama. For I no go die unless you go by the road. I mean, and she 120, oh mama. Dance ya, mama, dance ya, mama. Hey, Gijo, I'm a mama. Hey, oh, need you for mommy. Dance ya, mama, dance ya, mama. Nobody can replace you for my life, oh, lie. Iya kule for governor, iya kule for president. Iya mi to tago, ile di ko di lie. Iya kule for minister.
Hello, my people. Tonight is about menopause. And Michael is saying today's episode is for moms and grandmas. No, it's not for moms and grandmas only. It's also for the Gen Z. And Michael, you're not Gen Z. You're an old man. You'll soon become grandfather. And I'm also talking to you, Michael, because I know Mama Biji is there. And if she has not hit menopause, she's in perimenopause, or whichever one they call it again, premenopause. I'm talking to the Gen Z. Because you see, yeah, money taba for what? Bomowi, for what? Ifamora. I don't even know how to translate it in English. When you spank a child with left hand, you use right hand to Yoruba sweet. Yoruba is the only language that you say something in proverb is difficult for you to translate it to English. Yeah, I know I've been hard on you tonight because I'm quite emotional. And because, you know, when I thought about what my mom has been through, it's so painful. But I thank God that she's alive. For me to say things to her, for me to celebrate her. And I pray that all our mothers will live long, and our fathers too, they will all live long to reap the fruit of their labor. But, you know, Gen Z, come closer, let's talk. I know it's not easy. I know sometimes you feel tired. I know sometimes you've got a lot of things bottled up inside of you. And I know sometimes you don't share it with your parents. But whatever it is, please, still try to honor your parents. Honor your mothers. You see, you won't understand until you get married and you start having children. But at least, thank God, this is unclouded. Where we help each other and remind ourselves what is necessary. It is very important. Listen, whether you like it or not, You see, when that mother leaves, when it's time, and our mothers leave us, when they cry, yeah, that is when you will understand that the role of a mother in a child's life is very important. That is when you will miss them. But you think you're going to go sit at their grave and start blabbing. Yes, it's blabbing because they can't hear you. You're just throwing out your emotion to a dead person that can't hear you. They cannot hear you. Trust me, you're just doing it for yourself. You don't want to do things when you get to that stage when you start feeling guilt and that person is no more to talk to. Some of you understand your mothers when it's too late. But if you still have that opportunity, it is now or never. And let's talk to our fathers and husbands. Many husbands don't understand menopause. And you become frustrated. You really get frustrated not knowing what is happening to your woman because suddenly she has changed. But trust me, if you don't understand her, you may mistake her pain for attitude. This is a topic that I can treat because it is happening to me. And what is happening to me now is just a little one. Because like I've learned from friends, yeah. If the storm hits you, let me tell you the truth, eh? This is unclouded. We say it exactly the way it is. Sometimes I just sit in my room and I start crying. And me myself will ask myself, what is wrong with you? I ask myself, what's going on with you? And I can't answer. I don't know. Sometimes I just don't want to do anything. I just want to be in my room. But I still have to go and cook for the children. That is the power of a mother. I still have to put a smile on my face. No matter what, I don't allow anything to affect my children. Never. Never. I will cook. I will wake up in the morning and make breakfast for my children before they go to school. Because I don't do just the other cereal and milk. No. I don't make it every day for my children. I make akara and eko and pap. I make akara and custard. That is bean cake if you don't understand akara. Sometimes I make bread from fresh for my children. And that is when I do more because I don't want them to see me like that. So please, fathers, husband, learn and know peace. Yes, you need to learn so that you can know peace. Because if you understand your woman is going through menopause, then you will have peace. Then you will understand how to handle her. Because it's not easy. Let's be honest with each other. Do you think daughters understand their mothers better? Because sometimes I think daughters can relate more. But sons, look on, it doesn't concern them. Because they don't know. Who do you think understand mothers better? Is it son or daughters? Are you people going to call me or not? Because very soon I will not do TikTok and Facebook. Okay, let's just do 5 minutes if you want to call in. 0744-881-1570. 0744-881-1570. Before you do that, let's go on a short break and listen to Flavor. It's your girl, Samba.
Nemo, 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 mama. Afomulumo, achalugo, mama. Nemo, 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 mama. Precious gift, I love you, mama. Chuku gozielo mo nemo, eh. Holy sabiko gozielo mo, mama. If I dey worry, worry, she no dey sleep. Every day, mama pray for me. Mama, eh, anything for you, yeah. Here the maganga meragi, yeah. Mama, eh, mama, you too much, yeah. Here the maganga meragi, yeah. Mama, eh, anything for you.
Hey fam, sorry, I was enjoying that mama song. So somebody is calling in now. You know, not everyone has a perfect relationship, but you know, understanding can heal. When you understand someone, it's always good. You need to understand your mom. And you know what? Because in many homes, menopause is not discussed. Most women suffer quietly. Let's answer this call.
I would like to comment in Samba's show.
Oh, thank you very much. What's your name, please?
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, what's your name? Can you hear me?
Oh, my name is Hilaria.
Okay. Hi, Hilary. Go ahead.
So I've been listening to you talk since you started about menopause.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that a lot of we women, we tend to... We don't tell our friends about what's happening with us, especially when it comes to personal things. We like to keep that to ourselves. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize that our friends can help us.
Yeah.
And And with that, we do suffer. I started my menopause journey like, must have been 5 or 6 years ago. And it started, you know, 1 December. It was, we went to a party, and my husband went to a party. And I'm the kind of person, I'm very expressive. I say what's on my mind, I don't hide it. And people tend to find that a bit uncomfortable. But unfortunately, it is me, it is my, it is the way I am. So I went to this party, I was all dressed up, makeup, everything, looking really great. And then 1 minute I was okay, the next minute I started feeling really hot.
Wow.
And meanwhile, the doors were shut. So I took them to open, I went to open the doors. This was December. And people were like, it's cold, shut the door. I said, well, I'm very hot and I have to, you know, you have to leave the doors open. And then the next minute, I was feeling cold. I went to close the door. Meanwhile, people had been dancing and they wanted the doors open because it gotten really hot. And at that time, late Camille Licious was the she was the MC of the occasion. And she was like, who keeps opening and closing the doors? Please, leave the doors shut. And when people were dancing, leave the doors open. So I decided to go sit outside. It was really, really cold. I went to sit outside by myself. I was sweating. I was hot. And one of the ladies came out and asked, are you sure you've not started your menopause? I said, who? I'm too young for that to be, you know, my menopause. And, you know, I sat down there. And then it stopped. And then again, it came back the next year. Now, I'm past all of that stage, but you know what? My friends were the ones that kept me going. They told me to go to the GP and tell the GP. So now I'm a kidney patient. And because of the operation, they moved things around. So I started my menopause. They said it was premature. But then I went to my GP. My GP couldn't find any medication for me because I was a kidney patient.
Wow.
And told me to wait. I waited 12 months.
Wow.
12 months to be referred to the hospital. And when I got to the hospital and the lady looked at, you know, the doctor who came out to call me in came into the reception and she shouted my name.
Oh.
And I stood up. At first, I didn't, because she didn't pronounce my name properly, I didn't answer. I tend not to answer when they call my name wrong. And then she was going towards a very elderly lady sat in the middle of the reception. And I stood up and said, I'm Hilaria. She looked at me like she didn't believe it.
They had to give you the medication in the hospital instead of the GP.
she didn't think. She said, when she looked at my date of birth, she was thinking it was the elderly lady.
Oh, I think she was not hearing me. Anyways, trust me, Hilary, we lost you there. Next week, we're going to continue with this topic so we can talk more about, you know, different people with menopause, because I have to go now, people. Today has been wonderful. I really appreciate you guys staying in with me. Next week, we're going to continue with this topic. So for now, good night and have a lovely week. I'm your girl, Samba.
Make you no cry again, no.
Fatiguée, suis-moi, je n'oublierai jamais tout ce que tu as pu faire.